Welcome to the show. It's Lewis here with the Mass Miranda Show. Today we've got a special guest. She's a baker, a photographer. She's an amazing mom, and she's my wife. It's Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi. How are you?
All right. So she's gonna be our first guest on the show. Today we're gonna talk about Christmas movies, Christmas traditions, maybe get into, just like family parties and holiday parties and stuff like that. We'll see how far we get. And we'll be right back. All right, so today we're talking about our favorite Christmas movies. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I mean, Elf is definitely in the top. But I do like the classic, Home Alone. Home Alone 2, of course. You gotta have both of them.
Home Alone 2, yes.
And Santa Claus. I like the original Santa Claus. They're just cute.
But do you like all three?
I do. I think they're all pretty cute. They're all like, kind of cheesy. I'm kind of cheesy. You know that.
Yes. I don't remember too much. Number two.
Remember. Find the wife, right? Is that the second one?
Oh, he has to get married.
Yeah, that's in the other part of the clause.
Yeah, I don't really care for that one as much. Because I don't like the lady who he... I don't like the lady that becomes...
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus.
She's okay. I don't know.
So it's just okay.
It's still cute.
But I do agree with Elf. Like, everyone has to watch Elf.
Yeah.
Elf is just, it's become...
It's the movie. Well, then there's the new one on Netflix we just watched, that Christmas Chronicles.
Chronicles.
I've heard a lot of good things about that one, too. I mean, I liked it.
I like that. So if you haven't watched Christmas Chronicles on Netflix, they are not a sponsor.
Nope.
But go watch it. It is good. It's a good Christmas movie. If Netflix keeps it out every year, puts it out every year, I think it's one that we would watch.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's in it. It is a little cheesy, but not as much as Santa Claus.
No, yeah, definitely not.
Santa Claus is super cheesy.
But that's, yeah.
But Elf is still the best. Home Alone is my classic, must watch every Christmas.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have to watch, Christmas Story. That's one that
I've never watched that all the way through.
I know, yeah. Like, we talked about this, how we, we knew, stuff about it and little parts of it, but...
There's a 24-hour marathon every year, and I never watch it.
Yeah.
Except for in between opening presents and stuff.
So we get most of it. It's not a bad movie, I don't not like it. It's not one that I think I maybe grew up watching, so I didn't develop...
Right.
That tradition or something.
Which I think it's funny that Christmas Story is still a huge movie these days with how soft everyone's gotten. Because don't get me started on the Rudolph debacle.
And Baby Is Cold Outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really surprised that Christmas Story is not one of those things that people are trying to pull off the air because it's politically incorrect.
Yeah. Just wait. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe after this, they're going to be it's
Master Miranda said that it was insensitive, so we're going to pull it off.
Right. I mean, I should be offended,
I'm offended
at the restaurant scene, but it's not.
As an Asian.
Right. But I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's true.
But yeah, I think it's because it's a Christmas tradition for people to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas people really aren't into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as much as we are movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. What other movies are there? Polar Express. We watched Polar Express.
Tonight?
Yeah.
and I had to have the hot chocolate.
We have to have hot chocolate. Yep.
Even though you call me being extra for that, because I had to have
it. It is a little extra that we had it at the exact moment
that they served
hot chocolate. They serve hot chocolate on the train. But that's, you know, it's whatever. Yeah, the kids like it. Yeah. Right? Do it for the kids.
Yeah.
But so this leads me to now, if you know me, then you know that I think this movie is a Christmas movie. And Lindsay's laughing because she knows what movie I'm talking about. And so if you're like me, you probably think this movie is a Christmas movie too.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie, and it probably ranks right underneath Home Alone for me.
What? Oh, God.
Like, Home Alone's my number one. Like, Home Alone 1, that 1 and 2, like, that series right there, they ruined it, you know, with the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 and 2 rank, like, number 1. Die Hard is number 2. And then it would probably be, like, Elf and stuff after that. But see, you can't tell me that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. You've never seen it all the way through. The whole thing?
You made me watch it a couple years ago. We watched it. It was a good movie, but I wouldn't think that it was a Christmas movie.
The whole thing takes place at Christmas.
Okay, so...
And he saves... He essentially saves Christmas.
So then we're going to, you know, group, like, rom-com movies into it, like, While You Were Sleeping. Is that, like, a Christmas movie then?
Sure, but I don't like it as much.
Like, I love that one.
It's good, but it's not...
I still wouldn't consider it my favorite Christmas movie, because it's not a Christmas movie to me.
I mean, there's a lot of Christmas movies that people don't watch. Like, the one with, I don't know, what's the weird one we saw with Jack Black and the Titanic lady?
I have no idea. Oh,
The Holiday or something
like that.
And Cameron Diaz, I think, is in there.
Like Love Actually or something? Or is that a different one?
Well, that's a Christmas movie too, isn't it?
I don't know.
Again, I wouldn't watch those again. Like, I don't want to watch a romantic comedy for Christmas.
But yeah, you want to watch, like, a action movie about people being killed and things like that.
He's saving Christmas.
When I think of a Christmas movie, I think of something that you're going to sit around with your family and you're going to watch, and it's going to bring the joy of Christmas and the spirit of Christmas. Die Hard does not do that.
It brings the joy. Think about every Christmas movie out there. So, Christmas, right? Everything's going good. Something happens, right? So, I mean, think about Home Alone or whatever. Like, everything's going good. And then all of a sudden, right, the bad guys come. So, flipping... Die Hard is like adult Home Alone. If you think about it this way. Because then the bad guys come, and he's got to stop the bad guys before they ruin Christmas. In Home Alone, Kevin stops the bad guys with a little bit of help from his friends. In Die Hard, right? Bruce Willis's character stops Hans and his friends with a little help from his friends.
Okay, I've seen the logic.
Yeah.
It's there.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's there. Okay.
And then it's better because you've got all the explosions and stuff.
Still won't sit down to watch it with our kids, though. That's not one.
Well, yes, but when they get older, you can bet that it will be on the top of their list, too, of Christmas movies to watch. And we'll just have an adults only Christmas viewing party of Die Hard.
I don't know.
She's looking like at me like I'm crazy, people. So, if you think Die Hard is a movie, if you think that my logic is sound and that I am correct, leave us a comment anywhere, Instagram, on Anchor, on Twitter, right? Send us an email, whatever, right? Let us know your thoughts. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It's not.
It is. Definitely a Christmas movie. All right. Other than that, make sure you check out, watch The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix with Kurt Russell. It really is a good movie. That one you can watch with the family, right? You mm-hmm. wouldn't really watch Die Hard with your family. Again, Elf, Home Alone, Santa Claus, Polar Express, whatever else is out there. There's some good ones out there that I know that we haven't talked about. So, what else would we mention? Oh, and then Christmas Story, right? Mm. And so, again, Christmas Story, I think, is like a Christmas Eve tradition for a lot of people. It's not a Christmas Eve. Is it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Did they show it? I don't know. I think it might be all day Christmas.
It starts Christmas Eve and runs all through Christmas Day, right?
Yeah. Oh, the other movie we watched was Daddy's Home 2. I thought that was kind of a Christmassy-ish movie.
See, so if Daddy's Home 2 is a Christmas movie, then Die Hard's definitely a Christmas movie.
What? That's not even in the same realm.
It takes place at Christmas, just like Die Hard.
Do they sing and dance and experience the joy and the spirit of Christmas?
They're having a holiday party.
Okay.
They're having a Christmas party when they then get attacked. And then adults, Kevin from Home Alone turns into, gosh, why can't I think of his character's name right now?
Oh, man.
Turns into Bruce Willis's character. And
John McClane,
yeah.
I've only seen it one time, and I knew that one.
Yeah.
Only because of Andy Samberg, yeah. I think.
Maybe. But it leads us to tradition. So, I think a lot of people watch Christmas Story. That's why they show it 24 hours Christmas Day. Right? But we don't do that. That's not our tradition. Right? Our tradition is awesome. So Christmas Eve, or you tell her. So Christmas Eve, what
Christmas
do we
Eve,
do?
Yeah, we always go to In-N-Out. And it started when we were dating. And I remember you picked me up. Or I picked you up. I don't know. But we were in high school.
You probably picked me up because you had a car.
And you did.
And my car was crap.
Okay, so and we were driving around. And we were trying to find somewhere to eat that was open on Christmas Eve. And we sat in the drive-thru of Del Taco because all the lights were on.
Yes.
And then we found out that they were closed. And so we had to back out of there. And then we ended up at In-N-Out. And then I think just every year after that, we happened to stop there. And then, like, after Christmas parties and things like that, we were still hungry because that's what happens, right? After you visit
after
with people.
After we've already ate, like, 10 pounds of food and then on our way home.
We're too busy, you know, visiting with people and talking that we don't always eat enough, so
right.
But yeah, so then we started it, and then we just kept doing it with our kids, and it's turned into we usually do it for lunch or something just because it's harder to go late at night.
Yeah, but it used to be dinner, so we used to go to In-N-Out every mm-hmm. Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
because they were open the latest. Mm-hmm. And that was our tradition. Usually after a Christmas party or a holiday party, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know. And so that's fun for us. And our boy, now everybody looks forward to going to In-N-Out on Christmas Eve. We don't eat there a lot anymore.
I know, yeah.
But when we do, it's for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, sometimes we, you know, make sure not to go in any other time of the month of December, you know, because we're saving it for the...
Right.
Christmas Eve.
Right. But I know like other people have Christmas Eve. Like growing up, our tradition in my family was we would go to my uncle's house. Everyone would go over and we would, again, eat a ton of food.
Oh, I bet.
And everybody would just sit around and talk and they would like gamble. Filipinos, they always like gamble. And
karaoke.
Tell stories, maybe some karaoke in there, or somebody had a guitar. because like everyone was good at playing the guitar except for like me. You know, and like, or, and then, you know, somebody would sing and then we would come home and then, no, sorry. Then we would go to midnight mass.
That's an experience.
Yeah. Cause I was Catholic then.
Yeah.
So we would go to midnight mass and then after midnight mass, then we would go home. Mm-hmm. And then we would usually open a present. And then as I got older, it was all the presents.
Like, okay, why wait? And then you can sleep in the morning, right?
Yeah. Well, and then when if we were like, we were still kind of young, so then like we'd had like Santa's presents. Mm. You know, because Santa would bring you presents because he's real. So.
Yeah.
So you'd open up all your presents Christmas Eve, and then you'd have a few presents Christmas Day, and like your stocking. Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then you would just play all day. But we'd always have a family party on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we always did too. We always would switch. There was like two other families that when I was growing up, we had family friends. We would kind of take turns at each other's houses and we did that for years. I mean, even when we started dating, you would came right, to with yeah. me. We got married, I think. And then just, I think as we all got older and started having grandkids, you know, my parents had grandkids and things like that, and the other ones, everyone just kind of started doing their own thing, but right. That was a good tradition that we always looked forward to having.
Yeah, so we always went to just one house in my family, so
yeah.
Nobody ever wanted to come to ours because it was too far away. And now more family lives on our side of town, but we don't get together anymore.
Know, as it's much so sad.
But
it happens as we get older.
Right. Did you guys do anything on Christmas Day?
Yeah, we'd usually we used to go to my grandma's house for breakfast. She used to always make a big breakfast for everybody and we'd go over there and mm-hmm. I remember that, and we'd open some presents from her and other family that was there, and then we'd spend the rest of the day. I think we'd go and visit my other great grandparents out in Boulder City. I remember going out there.
So now we have breakfast at our house.
Yeah, now we have breakfast. So I guess that's a continued tradition then because of my grandma.
Yeah. Now that we have our family, we've picked up that tradition.
Yeah, and my dad would continue it. Yeah. You know, he continued it on. So we used to go over to my parents' house
right.
when they lived here. But yeah, now they all come to our house. So, right. And it's good. I love it. I love that tradition.
Did you guys open presents on Christmas Day?
Yeah, well, I think we could pick out one present Christmas Eve, and it was usually like maybe pajamas or something, but I kind of learned as I got older maybe that it wasn't very exciting to open one present, and sometimes I was just like, well, I'll just wait till the morning and open them all at the same time, because,
right.
You know, yeah.
That's right, so, because you guys always got pajamas, like, every year?
I think so. Like, I remember my grandma, she used to sew us pajamas. Like, I had a nightgown that she would sew out of, like, flannel. And it was, yeah, she used to make them for the girls. And then, yeah.
So I was talking with students, and it was just funny because we talked about, like, family pictures and mm-hmm. things people do for, like, Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we came to the conclusion that, like, most white people do this. Like, minority families
don't do these things. Okay.
And so I just thought it was funny because I was like, yeah, I didn't do this stuff until we got married.
I don't think we ever did.
Like, we didn't,
pictures.
Like
it would, I don't think we did.
And I don't know if the family picture thing is just bigger now because, like.
Yeah.
Like, there's just more access to, like, photographers.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously people want to share their pictures online.
Yeah.
But, like, I do remember growing up and all my friends who were white, they always had family pictures. And we never had family pictures. And the Asian lady who teaches next to me said the same thing. She was like, we didn't have family pictures. My parents would just buy my school picture. That was good enough.
We did too. I remember we always had our school picture. And then Family Pictures was maybe every few years.
Mm-hmm. And well, and then the pajama thing too. And so I don't know if this is like a new thing again because of like,
yeah,
with social media and stuff, so people can see like, hey, look at all of us in our matching pajamas.
Right, so that's the thing that, yeah.
And people do, you know, these kids are young. They're like 14, 15, 16 years old, you know. And so when they were young, their parents, you know, since they were like six, like they can remember that, mm-hmm, they got like pajamas, yeah, matching pajamas every year. And so we laughed at that too, because I was like, I got to open one present and I could pick whatever I want. It was usually a toy, like never pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Like I probably would get like socks or underwear or something, but it'd be like in my stocking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never open it because I knew that.
You knew that.
I knew that it was close, and I didn't want close.
Mm-hmm.
Although again, these days, if you got me a pair of socks, I'd probably open it.
Yeah, you'd be super excited.
Yeah.
Well, not just any socks. Right? Not like play pair.
Well, yeah, because socks are cool these days. Like everyone has cool socks. Like, you don't wear plain socks.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, the plain black Nikes.
Yeah.
But then that's, like, Stan socks or...
You gotta have patterns to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, way cooler to open up socks these days. They're not white, gray, or black. And just plain cotton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's just a sidetrack. I just thought it was funny. It just popped into my head because we were talking about that at school. Or I was with my students, so. It's funny to see the differences in, like, I don't know, how we grew up compared to how kids grow up now. So, but... So we kind of talked about family get-togethers then, because we always got together for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, we were on our own.
Yeah, I know. We still always saw other family. I think, like, Christmas Eve was for, like, our friends. We would see with our, you know, our family friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas Day, we'd go and visit all of our family that lived in town, or they'd come and see us, or, you know.
Yeah, see, because you guys saw friends, but like Christmas, for us, Christmas Eve, it was always family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always just a huge, giant party.
And there was family included, especially if it was at our house, you know, we'd always have, you know,
yeah,
my grandparents there, you know, so, other people would come to our house.
Right. I think we went past our time. I'm not sure.
I know, sometimes I'm not too much.
But that's good.
I know. We love talking.
Yes, I like talking to you.
Yeah.
So, and now it's recorded forever.
Forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
One of our late night conversations that we always have.
But
we need to record more of these sometimes.
But now, online.
For all to see.
For everyone. Not to see, but hear. For everybody to hear. So when they agree with me that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Or if you see me, you know, somewhere, you can say, you know, I'm with you. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
You could agree with my wife, or you could agree with me. Agree with me. But, I mean, other than that, right, this is our big argument right now.
This is about as
we're having an argument.
This is pretty much as big as I get, so not even an argument, so it's okay.
We're having a fight. Now everybody knows it.
We're airing our dirty laundry on social media.
Right. So also comment, right, what do you guys do for Christmas Eve? What do you guys do on Christmas Day? You know, maybe if you have a cool tradition, maybe I'll steal it, right? Or you could steal ours, you know. Maybe I'll see you in and out for lunch on Christmas Eve. We could have, like, a whole get-together.
I mean, our family already takes up, like, two tables of the thing, so.
Yeah, don't get me started on how small the tables are. This is another reason why we don't go to In-N-Out. And I actually go to Freddy's. I like Freddy's more.
Yeah.
because we can fit in a booth. When we go to In-N-Out, you can fit like 4 people in a booth. Okay. And with a family of 8, it's really, really hard when you have full-grown people trying to fit into a booth. Yeah. And like 5 little kids.
Yep. Or there's like the one big table that could fit all of us, but the people that are have like 2 people.
But there's 2 people, yeah.
Sitting at the giant table.
That's another rant that I could go on on another day. But we're trying to keep it Christmassy and positive. So, right. Tell us what your traditions are. Tell me that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Or not.
Tell me that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Right. Again, on Instagram, Twitter, or if you're using the Anchor app, right, you can leave us a message. And if it's an audio message, right, maybe we'll play it on the next show. Maybe we can start like a segment where you guys can, we can like answer your questions or respond to your comments and stuff like that. So make sure you download that app. Again, we're not sponsored by Anchor, but download the Anchor app so you can listen to us. And so that, right, you can leave us messages. All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on the show. I'll have you on again. Bye.
Oh, gosh. So awkward.